USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A tug pushing two barges collided with a 755-foot oil tanker in the Houston Ship Channel, capsizing one barge and damaging the other one. Coast Guard Captain Kevin Odit says the top priority is public safety.
We've been conducting air monitoring from the beginning, from the onset of this incident. Port of Houston Authority fire boats were the first vessels on scene, and they assessed the situation. They began air monitoring immediately.
It's not known how much of the 25,000 barrels of gasoline loaded onto each barge might have leaked. Vice President Mike Pence delivers the commencement speech at Liberty University. Pence says attacks against the right to freedom of religion should not be tolerated.
The freedom of religion is enshrined in our First Amendment and in the hearts of every American. And these attacks on Christian education are un-American.
President Trump delivered the commencement speech in 2017. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump's 25% tariff on auto imports could hike the cost of an imported car by as much as $3,700. Rebecca Walzer, president of Walzer Wealth Management, on Fox News, asked how long it'll take for the trade standoff with China to hit American businesses.
It'll start to affect people within less than, 4 months, so it will be even less than a quarter. And certainly Americans it might take a little bit of time for Americans to feel it in the wallets, because it does get passed down as kind of a cycle of getting passed down by the business. The bigger issue question is if we don't get a deal, we're looking at a 25% or greater stock market problem.
Gunmen stormed a 5-star hotel in Pakistan's port city of Gwadar, killing at least one person. Three armed men killed a security guard as they attempted to enter the Pearl Continental Hotel. The man suspected of killing his mother, father, uncle, and four other people in rural Tennessee last month was arrested and charged after being released from the hospital. Investigators say Michael Cummins was charged with 6 counts of first-degree murder, 1 count of criminal homicide, and 1 count of attempt to commit first-degree murder. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The top Republican on the powerful House Ways and Means Committee is strongly cautioning against the effort to subpoena President Trump's tax returns. More from John Clemens.
Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas has notified Committee Chairman Richard Neal that the action would be an abuse of the committee's oversight powers. He said it would become a further example of the Democratic majority's attempt to weaponize the tax code and use its oversight authority for political gain.
North Korea's launch of two suspected short-range missiles adds another complication into Pyongyang's stalled negotiations with the United States. Republican Congressman Ted Yoho tells CNN.
I know Japan and South Korea are concerned about this, and I think President Trump's giving a little bit of breathing space for Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un is looking for attention to get back to the negotiating table. He left Hanoi thinking that the United States was going to cave as the previous two administrations did. President Trump stood strong and said this is not negotiations of old.
President Trump has downplayed the missile launches, telling Politico he doesn't consider the tests a setback. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said Friday that he's no longer planning to travel to Ukraine to urge the president-elect there to push forward with investigations that he anticipates could help Trump's re-election campaign. Speaking on Fox News to host Shannon Bream, Giuliani said he believes he faced an unspecified political trap if he proceeded with a much-criticized trip that would have focused on an investigation involving former Vice President Joe Biden, who's running for the Democratic presidential nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.